Welcome to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church. We direct and redirect lost souls back to Christ through the word and power of God. We believe that there is nothing more important than saving a soul. What we do, we are compelled to do for the sake of others. We are a deliverance ministry, and we teach the word of God. You can listen to our podcast, where you will find all kinds of edifying subjects on how to be the best that you can be in the Lord. And so much more awaits you there. Our blogs will be read to you. So all you need to do is listen, absorb its content, and grow. Join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for a word from the Lord. And Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for Bible study. And remember, Jesus loves you. Our message for today is, the falling church. We are living in a time where billions of people have lost their way when it comes to following the ways of God. And on the other side of this are the people who won't consider accepting God's will because of what they see coming out of the church house on a daily basis. We are engulfed in a world of instances, and people are angered when they can't get what they want when they want it. With these facts firmly in place, God doesn't have a chance to be recognized because of the dim light that is coming out of the house of prayer. So as a direct result of this neglect, millions of folks have rejected the Father's leading. As a direct result of this action, the devil has duped such folks into believing that they are saved and walking in the ways of Jesus. But the fact is, their minds have been corrupted by the things of this sinful world. What am I saying? Again, billions of false leaders have built million-dollar buildings which are called megachurches. And some of these places were designed to look like a nightclub. These false bishops and pastors have acquired a degree that they believe entitles them to be the head of the church. It is very plain to see with a pair of spiritual eyes that the house of God has become a club to which millions flock to. At these locations, people are caught up in the glitter, entertainment, restaurant, bookstore, and clothing, all designed to make it convenient so that you don't have to think but just spend their money there. It has become a place to release some of your worries and tension. With a backdrop of darkness and bright lights, the false preacher pontificates his sermon. As he is being broadcasted on huge screens and in between the services, you will be bombarded with commercials they have prepared for you. In the darkness, he will never say anything that will cause his blinded flock to feel any kind of discomfort. He may hurt your feelings sometimes, but he will make up for it. He or she will keep you happy with many tainted classes and promises of spiritual growth. They will allow you to have any title you desire, but you must follow their plan of growth. They will suggest books that they have written or some of their affiliates' material. They will also bring in other people like comedians, singers, preachers, and other authors to keep you distracted. Don't get me wrong, having genuine guests is not a sin, but it becomes a sin when evil is in the seat of leadership. With all this stuff going on, you are not growing, however, you are being taught to be a conformer to the ways of leadership. The Bible says this: I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, and acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12:1-2. In other words, if you are not presenting your body to the Lord on a daily basis, then you have become a conformer to the things of this world. In this realm, there is absolutely no way for you to know what is God's future plan. Since you have lost your ability to know divine truth, you have become a sitting duck for the devil's use. Meaning that you will believe everything the false leaders say, and regard it as the truth of the Lord. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Romans 11:29. In other words, if the Father gives you a gift, he won't take it back. Your gift can bring you notoriety, but what you do with this blessing will determine whether you will wind up in heaven or hell. All the gifts are to be used for the body of Christ. But you can choose to prostitute them and get gain. The word also tells us. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, Ephesians 4:11-12. If the people attending the church don't even read their own Bibles except on Sunday, such lost souls have become foolish folks without understanding. The house of God is a place where we go to learn some of the following. We are to receive understanding, take courage, renew our minds, be strengthened, bring the Lord his tithes, take communion and gain boldness in the faith we must have to deal with the devil all week long and so much more. Listen, we were made to worship God in spirit and in truth. And we are to attend the house of prayer on the days that the Lord has placed before us. Then shall we be able to reap the blessings that shall come down upon us? Okay, food for thought. Let's get real. As a man I must say this, Pastor, how can a man be expected to concentrate on the sermon when you allow the women to wear tight pants which reveal their every curve? I don't know about you brothers, but if I must keep seeing a plump booty along with her luring fragrance, I have a problem with that. I want to stay saved and not become a backslider, and to make things more worrisome those very tight and revealing dresses that cause their breast to pop out, now that is not of God. I tell you from a saved man's point of view, it's too much. If you used to chase tail when you were not saved, then you must know that the devil will use that stuff to hunt you down. Listen, what man in his right mind can deal with such a delightful sight every service? You will either make a sinful connection or you will have to leave that church. You must know that the devil is always after men because they are called to be the leaders. Don't you know about Jezebel? The word is clear as to how women are to dress when they come to the house of God. Again, when you are a member of a fallen church, you can say and do whatever you desire. Listen, don't get it twisted, I'm not talking about the people who don't know any better, meaning they just got saved. But I am talking about the fake pastors who are prostituting the women under his leadership. Listen, if the truth were told, it's the females in the church that do the majority of supporting the pastor. Such has become silly women who are always learning but can't find the truth of God. The word tells us that we are to study the word for our own selves, so we will be able to rightly divide the word of truth. But if you are a member of a fallen church, the pastor won't allow the saved older women to teach the younger ladies how to act properly in the house of God. Trust me when I tell you this, many churches won't allow the saved women to have anything to do with the other women in the church. Again, this is a clear sign you are in a fallen church with a false weight posing as a pastor. Listen, the house of God is for prayer and worship and not for gain. If you can remember, Jesus beat the money changers out of the church when he saw what the false leaders were allowed to go on. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Matthew 21:12-13. Is there anything wrong with selling books after church? The answer is no, but when God is not being properly expressed in such material, then yes, it is a problem. We are told to follow the pastor according to his conversation. Meaning, by the way, he lives his life on a daily basis. But the moment you see he is not living according to the word, then you need to pray for his mind to be reinstated. Listen, with all the things a pastor must deal with, he too can become vexed. Nevertheless, God is the sustainer and he shall keep us grounded if we seek him in all we do. Listen, when we are out of the will of the Father, there is no way for us to know who is a real pastor or who are the fakes. Jesus said, Without me, you can do nothing. With this being a fact, unless we are being led by a real shepherd that the Father sent us to, we will wind up cast away along with him. If you are constantly walking according to this world's directives, then you are now part of the worldly church which has fallen from grace. I can't say this enough. People in the worldly church have allowed celebrities to become the focus of the service and not the word of the Lord. Many of these in the lamplight have sold their souls to the devil. But what they don't know, is the fact that they belong to God, therefore they can't sell with his not theirs. But such blinded and broken souls haven't received this message. God's word tells us this. All souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth shall die. This also means, you gained the whole world, but now you will burn in hell for trying to sell to the devil what belongs to God. The church is replete with all kinds of celebrity gods, and the people love them so much, that they will buy anything that such a person is selling. How can God be pleased when his people are buying and gyrating to all the words and music of the devil's children? Such followers can repeat all the words of said gods, but they cannot memorize two scriptures from the Bible. My friends, people like this are the children of the night. The light of God is not in them. Is it very apparent that the word is fighting against itself? 50% of the people believe in the Democrats for salvation, and the other side seeks guidance from the Republican gods. God said in His word, that a house divided against itself shall fall. Therefore, this is part of why the church has fallen. Because such have put God out of the plan. And now since the Lord is not in the mix, war is in the air. And this government is trying to corral us into a pin so they can control our every move. But because people's eyes are locked on worldly messages, the truth of God is being ignored. We need to pray for this nation and the people of God. I pray that these words have blessed you, and my prayer is that you will consider getting saved or reinstated before you wind up in hell's fire. You can also listen to our podcast on the link below. https://www.buzzsprout.com/1840090. No part of this publication may be reproduced in whole or in part, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise, without written permission of the publisher. For information regarding approval, write to Saints on Wheels Ministry Church. At P.O. Box 1701, Washington, North Carolina 27889, copyright 2017 C by Ray K. Payne, copyright 2017 C, all rights reserved.